You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Through the Holy Spirit, ordinary believers can work extraordinary miracles. No more in week 4 of Behind the Scene.
Last part of our series, okay, Behind the Scene. I hope you guys are learning something great and something new about the Holy Spirit. And it is also my hope and prayer that you've been applying what you've been learning in the last 3 weeks. Okay, so let's just have a little review what we've been talking about. Week 1, we talked about the Holy Spirit is behind the scene when it comes to healing. Remember the story in Acts, no? Lahat naman to nasa book of Acts. Remember the story of the lame man? He was lame from birth. Actually, it's the other translation would say he was lame from his mother's womb. Pero pinagaling siya ni Lord, and then the Lord, you know, changed his life, and he gave his life to the Lord. He came to know Jesus. So yun talaga yung ginawa ni Lord doon. Yung healing, pero ginamit yung healing for him to understand his need for another healing, not just physical healing, but spiritual healing. And the week after that, we talked about something similar because it's about miracle worker. Not only God heals, but he also, you know, does a lot of miracles. Yung mga extraordinary, which we will talk about today. All right, week 3, we talked about liberator. And today, we will be talking about extraordinary. Say extraordinary. Okay. Extraordinary is something that is not ordinary. Diba? Something unusual, right? Something unusual, but not necessarily unique. Diba? Like, for example, diba 2 weeks ago, yung Aldab Nation, diba? Ordinary na lang for people to talk about it. Tama? But it was extraordinary for it to reach 39.5 million tweets in one day. Yung tweet po, yun po yung... wala pang, nasa Friendster pa rin tayo. Actually, multiply pa rin. No? But, you know, extraordinary is something na nangyayari na completely unusual. Di ba? For us Filipinos, for us here in Metro East, it's now ordinary to go through traffic in Marcos Highway. Di ba? Ordinary na yan ngayon. What's extraordinary is pagka medyo traffic talaga, biglang ang bilis ng takbo mo. That will be an extraordinary. So that's unusual, di ba? Yun yung pinag-uusapan natin today. We were want to talk about extraordinary, about the Holy Spirit is an extraordinary person, and He does extraordinary things. And He wants us all to experience what this extraordinary is all about. Are you excited? Do you want to see things extraordinary? O contento na kayo sa gigising ka sa umaga, okay, punta ka ng office ng Monday, mag-day off ka ng Saturday, and then sasakay ka naman ng FX, pipila ka ng 3 oras, bibiyahe ka ng 6 oras, tatrabaho ka 2 oras na lang. Wala na eh. Di ba? Naubos na yung oras. Then, you know, are we satisfied with that? Are we just satisfied with just, you know, coming to church every Sunday and hearing the gospel, hearing the message, and then go through your life in normally? But I believe that God is inviting us to experience His power, and that He will use us in an extraordinary way. Amen? So let me just share with you, in the last 3 weeks, ang dami na pong ginagawa si Lord, no? Just some testimonies. Okay, last week, we asked people, you know, talagang pinag-pray po natin yung mga tao, kasi liberator eh. He frees us from our sicknesses, from our bondages. Okay, ito po yung one testimony, si Mrs. Velasquez. Okay, Ms. Velasquez po, talagang nung during the service, bago nung nag-service, medyo hirap na hirap po siyang iangat yung, I think it's the left shoulder, and yung mga tuhod niya, medyo nahihirapan po siya. When we were praying at the end of the service, kasi we prayed for people who are sick and then needing healing, and nung pinagbipray natin siya, talagang she felt something in her, talagang sabi niya, parang sasabog yung dibdib ko. And then I was feeling something about, you know, the work of the Holy Spirit in my heart. And then all of a sudden, when she was raising her arm, she was raising it well. Okay? And then tinawag namin siya sa front. And then she came up here and then she testified about how the Lord healed her that day. At hirap na hirap talaga siyang iangat yung kanyang arms. And the Lord healed her. Amen? Amen. Extraordinary yun. Okay? There's another thing, is si Miss Gigi Elba. Again, this was after the service na. She came up to us, no, after the service. Ganun din. Sabi niya, I was experiencing a lot of body pains during the service. And I asked the Lord to heal me when you guys were praying. And the Lord healed me. Diba? God is good. He wants to do extraordinary things. Alright? Here's another thing. Ito mas extraordinary. It's just ordinary for us preachers, okay, to give you recaps. Diba? Ordinary yun eh. Like what I did earlier. Pero totoo, ang amazing, ang extraordinary about this person, si Julius, I was still doing a recap. Okay? Kasi for the last 2 weeks, medyo in this October 5 doon, nangyari, no? He was diagnosed with fluctuating blood pressure. And he was really having a hard time. During the service, sumasakit yung ulo niya, nahihilo siya. Pero nung nag-recap pa lang ako about the work of the Holy Spirit, okay, I felt something happening in my back and instantly, yung headache and dizziness ko nawala. And that was amazing. Recap pa lang yun. Wala pa yung word. Because it just tells us, it is the Holy Spirit that is at work. And I want to say this again, no? I believe that God is inviting us to experience Him extraordinarily. We'll be reading from the book of Acts. And this story, we will see the work of the Holy Spirit extraordinary. Extraordinary work of the Holy Spirit. And I hope that you will be excited with what God will teach us this week. Acts 19, verses 11 through 16. And God was doing extraordinary miracles. Say, extraordinary miracles. By the hands of Paul, so that even the handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims, and the seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Siva were doing this. But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you? Verse 16, and the man in whom was this evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Pray that you would help us understand how extraordinary you are in our lives. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen. Extraordinary. Okay, makikita po natin dito few things. Okay, there are three things that I want to talk to you about on how the Holy Spirit manifested His power behind the scene. Okay, hindi po siya nakikita. Extraordinarily. Okay, the first verse, this will be nasa po natin. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. Again, clarify lang po natin, who's doing the miracles? God was doing the miracles by the hands of Paul. Okay, si God po, hindi si Paul ang gumagawa ng miracles. And we need to understand that it's the Holy Spirit working through Paul. And if you will read 10 verses before this, Paul was just passing through Ephesus, and then he talked to the believers and asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit? And then to his surprise, the people answered him back by saying, Holy Spirit? Meron pala nun. Diba? Parang hindi nila alam. They've never heard of the Holy Spirit. And then, so Paul talked to them about the Holy Spirit and told them that the power of the Holy Spirit can be upon them. And they prayed and they received the Holy Spirit. 12 of them received the Holy Spirit and they, you know, they experienced the power of God. And then this went on for 2 years. Okay, Paul actually started preaching and teaching about the gospel, about the power of the Holy Spirit, about His work, about the person of Jesus, about what He has done on the cross, and started explaining to the people of God for 2 years in Ephesus. Napadaan lang po si Paul. Tapos biglang nag-stay na siya ron ng 2 years. Para pong nangyari kay Pastor Steve, pumunta lang po siya dito para mag-outreach ng 1 month. Ito na po yung pinakamahabang 1 month niya na outreach. Umabot na ng 31 years. And parang ganun nangyari kay Apostle Paul. Dumaan lang siya. Just to talk to the believers about the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, he stayed there for 2 years. Actually, if you go to other chapters, in chapter 20, it will tell you, he actually stayed in Ephesus for about 3 years. So ito yung pinakamahabang panahon ni Paul in his stay in all of his missionary journey. Dito talagang, dito niya, amazing kasi, ito pong Ephesus is a center po, is one of the center cities in the Roman Empire. Itong area po nito, maraming mga magics. Yung mga tao po dito masyadong into supernatural. Merong magic, merong divinity, witchcraft, lahat po ng klaseng that has something to do with the supernatural, nandiyan po sa Ephesus. And they actually have their own temple na pinagkakakitaan po nila. It's actually part of the seven wonders of the world during that time. Yun po yung tinatawag nilang the Temple of Artemis. Okay, yung pong templo na yun, meron pong isang malaking bato dyan sa Ephesus na sinasabi nila, ibinigay yun ni Artemis sa kanila, and that's where people worship. Okay, it's a tourist attraction, and they were making a lot of money through that. And so the Lord actually led Paul to go to Ephesus to proclaim the gospel and to show people that there is an extraordinary God that could deliver them from all these powers. Okay, ito po yung ginawa. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by Paul. Next verse. So that even the handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin, okay, were carried away to the sick. Isn't that amazing? That's extraordinary. Extraordinary, imagine. Paul doesn't have to go to the sick people to pray for them, to deliver them from the evil spirit. All people has to do is get aprons or handkerchiefs that Paul was using that touch his body. Kasi po, again, another background po, no? The Apostle Paul is a tent maker. So he makes tent for a living because he does not want people to pay him as he preached the gospel. He was preaching it for free and he was working. Yun po yung ginagawa ni Apostle Paul. Okay? But again, like pa sabi ni Pastor Gilbert kanina, but he also receives gifts from the churches. Okay? Kagaya nung Philippi. But this time, nagkatrabaho siya, and when he works, okay, pagka pinapawisan siguro siya ng konde, tapos, and then yung mga tao, lahat ng ginamit niya, dinadala lang sa mga may sakit. And people are healed. People, okay, their sickness and diseases left them, and the evil spirit came out of them. Isn't that amazing? I mean, buti na lang nung panahon na yun, wala pang medyas. Di ba? Can you imagine? Baka pati yung medyas ni Paul dalhin eh. Kaya lang, hindi sila may healed, may slain. Pero, again, ito po hindi po magic. These are not magical stuff. Hindi rin po ito yung trend. Trend, or this is not the norm where God uses these things to heal people. Okay, pero ang gusto ko lang pong eno rito sa atin is that this is how God is trying to tell us that it is not about the man of God. It is not about the pastor who will pray for you, then you will get healed. You do not need to have a pastor praying for you. Okay? All you got to do is to remember that you have the Holy Spirit in you. We've been teaching you that for the last 3 weeks. That's why I'm hoping that you've been applying it. Okay? You don't need your Victory Group leader to be with you to pray for the sick. It can just be you. And you can pray and experience the extraordinary miracles that God has for your life. Because, ito lang po yung point niyang text na yan, no? The Holy Spirit will do miracles with or without our presence. Whether you're there or whether you're not there, the Holy Spirit will work. The Holy Spirit is so powerful that He can heal people kahit wala tayo. And that is why I just want to make a simple application to this, no? Because the point is, the Holy Spirit empowers believers to perform extraordinary miracles. I mean, what Paul did was extraordinary. What God did in the life of Paul was extraordinary. I mean, we've been seeing that in the last 3 weeks. And I just hope that we are getting it. I just hope that we are understanding that God has empowered us to perform extraordinary miracles. Here's a testimony. This happened last week. When my mother passed away last February, hindi ako totally nakagrieve. Okay, nakapag-grieve. So when we were praying earlier, I felt the comfort the Holy Spirit gave me. So I just felt na na-release yung burden. Thank you, Lord. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit is not just to deliver us from our sickness, but even emotionally. Diba? Some of us are in need emotional deliverance. Dahil masyado ka ng bagot, masyado ka ng hirap na hirap emotionally. And God is here today. And He's telling you that He can deliver you from that. He can do extraordinary miracles in the area of your emotion. Verse 13 says this. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists. Okay, again, this is the thing, no? Whenever God will do something great, the enemy would always try to imitated. Pansin niyo yan? It's always that way. The enemy would always try to trick people to believe that he can also do that. Para lang yung time ni Moses with Pharaoh. Tandaan niyo yun? You know, Moses will do miracle and then Pharaoh would say, yan yan, todo na yan. And that's, parang ganyan din yan. And the enemy would always try to trick us. Okay, to believe that that he's also powerful. So this itinerant, okay, undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you, or meaning, I command you, or I urge you, okay, with an oath. Okay, kasi po itong mga exorcist, ito pong mga, definitely they are not believers. Definitely yung mga, itong itinerant Jewish exorcists na to, hindi sila believers kay Jesus. Okay, they are not a believer of Jesus, although the text says, okay, to command or to charge. That's what adjure means, okay? To command. I adjure you, I command you, I charge you by the name of Jesus whom I do not believe. Parang ganti sinasabi nila eh. Whom Paul proclaims, okay? There are two things that we need to understand here. Two things. These people are not believers, okay? They don't know Jesus. They've only heard of Jesus. They've only seen and heard the miracles that Paul was doing by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they thought, yung name of Jesus is magical. They thought it's something, kasi during itong mga exorcist na to, it's a trade during that time. Ang ginagawa nitong mga ito, ang paniniwala nila, if you can name the spirit that's behind a person, if you can name the spirit, that spirit will be overpowered by you. Your name will be higher. You'll be more powerful. And so that's what they were thinking. They were thinking, because I can name Jesus, I can declare the name of Jesus, to mga merong evil spirit will actually obey me. Pero hindi ganun eh. Okay? I'll explain that even later. Okay, seven sons of Jewish high priest. Okay, seven sons. Pagka mahilig ka sa numerology, sabi mo, perfect number. Diba? Powerful ito. But again, they are not believers. They are probably using the name high priest so that they will get the respect and the honor of people around them. During this time, only the high priest, the Jewish high priest, can declare you clean. Halimbawa, nagkasakit ka and you were asked to leave the place, the community. Pwede ka lang pumasok ulit sa community pagka dineclare ng high priest that you're already clean, that you're already healed. So that's what they were doing. The seven sons of Siva, okay, they were trying to gain favor, they were trying to gain respect and authority, and they thought using the name of Jesus will also give them that more power and more honor, okay? Parang ganito lang po, pero ganito po ang nangyari. Sabi nung guy na may evil spirit, okay, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you again? Okay? And so, parang sports update. Man with an evil spirit kicks butt on the seven sons of Siva, leaving all seven battered and naked. Parang yung ginawa nila. It is amazing. And then they thought, kaya nila yung power. But the evil spirit answered them. Okay, itong sabi niya, Jesus I know, Paul I recognize, but who are you? Two things I want us to understand here, okay? The evil spirits are real. Totoo po yan. Totoo po yung evil spirits. Totoo po na mayroong mga evil spirits around us. Okay, pero hindi ko lang po alam kung si Casper totoo. But this is amazing. The evil spirit recognize Jesus. The evil spirit recognize who Jesus is. That is why when Jesus was still on earth ministering, he was telling the spirit not to tell people about him, right? He will always command them to be quiet because they know who he is. Here's another thing. The evil spirit also knows kung sino yung believers. Kaya sabi niya, Paul, I recognize. I know his name. I know who he is. I'm acquainted with him. So, two things, okay? The evil spirit knows who Jesus is and he knows if you're a believer. But that should not give you, that should not make you afraid. That should actually make you more bold, okay? And to stand on who you are in the authority of Jesus has given you, okay? Pero ang tanong nila, tanong ng evil spirit, But who are you? Who are you? Okay, you song to the son of Siva. An application, short application for us in this one. But who are you? Who are you when no one is looking? When you're not in this church, who are you? Are you still a believer when you're not here? Who are you when you're with your office mates, your classmates, and your friends? Who are you when you're in front of a screen in the middle of the night when nobody's looking? Who are you? To whom do you open yourself to? Do you open yourself to the divine? Do you open yourself to the Word of God? Do you open yourself to His works? Do you open your heart to the Holy Spirit? Or do you open yourself up to the demonic? Yesterday po, ang tawag po last yesterday was what? Merong ano, Halloween, no? Ngayon is All Saints Day. Iniisip po natin, saan ba talaga nagmula yan? You might be wondering, bakit yung church wala? Ba't wala tayong trick or treats? Bakit wala akong nakikita? Baka, ano, Sunday, bakit walang mga bata na naka-costume? No, wala naka-costume na Casper or ibang costume. Bakit, why are we not doing that? You know why we're not doing that? Because that is opening something to the demonic. Because Halloween started, okay, para lang po alam natin yung history ng Halloween. Halloween actually started nung matagal na panahon, mga 2,000 years ago. Okay, nagsimula yan. And, ano yan eh? Normally, what happened was, during winter, before winter, yung mga Celtics, okay, paniniwala nila, yung mga evil spirits, yung mga dead, okay, yung mga deads, okay, lumalabas. And then they have to give them food and offer food by their, ano, doon sa mga bahay nila, sa harap ng, labas ng pinto, so that the evil spirit will not come to them. And that is why, yung, ngayon, saan man ang galing mga costume-costume? Yung costume po, nanggagaling yun, dahil gusto nila, gusto nila lumabas ng bahay, pero hindi sila makalabas, kasi natatakot sila sa mga witch, mga ghost. So ang gagawin nila, mag-ano rin sila, mag-costume sila na para silang ghost, so that hindi sila makikilala ng ghost. No? Doon po talaga nagsimula yun. But do you know that this holiday, itong Halloween holiday, is a $6 billion industry in the U.S.? $2.5 billion are spent on costumes alone. Malaking negosyo po ito. But the spirit behind it, Paul told Timothy that God has given us, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and self-control. I believe that the reason why we don't celebrate Halloween is because it is giving you the spirit of fear. Di ba? Pagka iniisip mo yan, pero ngayon, ang ginagawa ng mundo natin is they're making it more palatable. Na maging katanggap-tanggap. Di ba? Pagka pinanood mo yung mga pinigula na dati na, kasi nung bata po ako, palagi kong pinanood, is si Christopher Lee. Okay? Iba po sa inyo, hindi nyo po kilala. Ang kilala nyo lang po si Bruce Lee. Alright? Christopher Lee is an actor, an old actor who plays Dracula. Okay? When I was young, I would watch him until 3 o'clock in the morning. Kaya po, pag inuutusan ako ng nanay ko sa gabi, madilim, dadaan ako doon sa eskinita na maraming puno, takot na takot po akong dumaan doon. Baka nandun si Christopher Lee. Diba? And that is why we don't do that, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. Because it causes us, and it opens us up to the demonic. And that's not what God wants. Alright? That's just a little part of that. Now, again, going back. Now, who are you? For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Kanina, yung evil spirit know who Jesus is, and he also knows sinning believers. Okay? Dito naman, sinasabi sa atin, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Alam ng Spirit, alam din ni God kung sino yung kanya. Sa faith po, kailangan alam natin yan kung sino ka. Alright? Ngayon, minsan po kasi, ang ginawa po kasi nito mga sons of Siva is parang ganito lang yan eh. Halimbawa, wala kang credit card. Meron kang gustong bilhin sa somewhere. O sa mall, or you want to buy something sa internet, okay, sa online. What do you do pag wala kang credit card? Kapag kausapan mo yung kaibigan mo, di ba? Paano pa ka pwede na makiride sa credit card mo? Yeah. Eh, magkaibigan talaga kayo. Pinapayagan kanya hanggang 2 million. Wow, ang bait na kaibigan. No? Pwede yun, di ba? Kasi nakikiride ka lang eh. Pwede naman yun, makikiride. Basta magbabayad ka, di ba? Parang ginagano, di ba? Or, di ba, meron kang pupuntahan. Wala kang sasakyan. Tapos yung kaibigan mo may sasakyan. Anong gagawin mo? Para pwede mo makisakay. Di ba? Pwede mo makiangkas. Pwede yun. Pwede mong gawin yun sa ganun eh. Pero pagdating sa faith natin kay God, hindi ka pwede makiride. Hindi ka pwede makiangkas. It has to be a personal relationship with Christ. You see, what the sons of Sceva were doing is where they were trying to ride on the faith of Paul. Saying, si Paul, nagagawa niya, baka pwede ko rin gawin. The Holy Spirit knows who we are. Going back to the verse, to the chapter 19, no? And the man in whom was the spirit, evil spirit leaped on them and mastered all of them and overpowered them. And so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. What does this tell us? Okay. Number one, the Holy Spirit empowers believers with extraordinary authority, which the sons of Sceva did not have. That's why when they were commanding the Spirit to leave that man, it did not leave the man, but actually attacked them. But tayo, we have the power and the authority. Okay. Again, another testimony from last week. This lady, Rosalina Taruk, okay, the same thing. We were praying, we prayed for healing, and then she asked the Lord to heal her. Okay, she was having problem with her shoulders and her back, and the Lord healed her that day. Here's another testimony. Okay, Justin Jimenez. Okay, one of our faithful volunteers. Okay, he was with us in a wedding. Okay, that the day before, and then that morning, Sunday morning, he was volunteering in our church community class. So he was there. And then talagang masakit. Inapuyat siya the night before. And then nag-volunteer pa siya. And then and talagang medyo sumasakit na yung likod niya. And actually, sinasabi niya sa mga kasama niya na hindi na lang muna siya mag-church. Hindi na muna siya mag-service kasi parang feeling niya pagod na siya. But he decided to go to church. He decided to attend the 5 o'clock or the 7 o'clock service. And the Lord healed him instantly. Palapakan natin si Lord. Okay? Nahil ba siya dahil si pastor nag-pray sa kanya? Hindi po. Nahil siya dahil ang Holy Spirit nag-work through each and every one of us. Look at what Mark 16 says. This is what Jesus said to the disciples. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Do you want to cast out demons? We can do that. They will speak in new tongues. Okay? We have that authority. Jesus has given us that authority. Next verse. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poisons, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. Napapansin po ninyo, pag may pinag-pray tayo, pinalilay hands natin po. Because what we're doing is we are actually allowing God, saying, God, by the authority that you have given us, we are praying for these people, you heal them through us. Matthew 10, verse 1 says this. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them what? Gave them what? Over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. That's what we can do. Because, again, this is extraordinary. Extraordinary that the Holy Spirit can do in and through us. Baka kasi iniisip mo, kasi Pastor Alfred, si Paul yun eh. Pastor Alfred, you don't understand, yung mga disciples yun eh. Eh talagang malalakas kay Lord yun. But you have to understand, you have to trace back their life, okay? Matatandaan nyo, there was a time, yung mga disciples, may lumapit sa kanilang tatay, pinakakast out yung demon sa anak niya. Tandaan nyo yung story na yun? And then si Jesus was not around. And then when Jesus came, anong sabi nung tatay? Jesus, teacher, kanina pa po, kinakast out ng mga disciples mo yung anak ko, hindi na walang nangyayari. Di ba? Maaring ganun ka ngayon, maaring ngayon, you know, you've never experienced this. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, Pastor Alfred, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I have the power to do it. You don't. Wala po talaga kayong power. But the Holy Spirit does. Because, you know, after that, Jesus cast out that demon from that boy. Pero tingnan mo yung mga disciples, yung pinag-usapan natin in the last 3 weeks. It was, yung mga disciples na wala silang kaalam-alam kung paano ika-cast out yung demons. And then, they stepped out in faith, walked in the authority that Jesus has given them, and started praying. Verse 17, and it became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks. and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Okay? The word fear, reverential, nagkaroon ng pagmangha kay Lord. Okay? Ang galing ni Lord. And then this is something that can also happen to us. You know, again, we can, you know, as we pray for people, as we allow the Holy Spirit of God to use us to pray for them, people will be amazed. There will be the fear of God. And the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled or magnified. Okay, lalong pinalaki, lalong pinasikat, hindi yung pangalan ni Paul, hindi yung pangalan ng mga apostles, but yung pangalan ni Jesus. Hindi yung pangalan ni pastor ang nasumisikat, hindi yung pangalan ni Jesus. Because as we declare the gospel, as we pray for people for healing, dapat palagi na sila lalapit kay Jesus, hindi ikaw. Okay? Verse 18 says, at the result, another result of when the Holy Spirit is working extraordinarily. And many of those who were now believers came confessing and divulging their practices. Amazing. Okay, itong mga believers na, nung nakita nila yung ginawa ni God sa mga sons of Siva, and nakita nila yung power that they have in Jesus, they started confessing. Okay, mga believers na to. They came confessing. Merong conviction. Nagkaroon ng conviction yung, God, yung Holy Spirit sa heart nila na isuko yung mga bagay sa buhay nila na hindi pa na sinusuko. There was conviction and repentance. Saan mo makikita yung repentance? The next verse. Na-convict sila, nakita na, alam mo, mali pala yung ginagawa ko. There are things in my life, okay, kasi nga, doon sila dati, mahilig sila sa magics eh. Mahilig sila sa witchcraft eh. Marami sila mga libro, marami sila mga binabasa at inaaral. And the Lord started convicting them and telling them, these things are not, should not have any hold on you anymore. That's why verse 19 says, a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. Okay? Yung pong amount niyan today, if you will translate that to pesos, is about 22 to 25 million pesos worth of books. Okay? And things that they use for magic arts. I mean, that is extraordinary. When the Holy Spirit works, it will bring conviction, fear of God in our lives, and it will help us repent and turn away. Kung ano po yung dapat mong isuko, maaaring ngayon, meron ka pa rin bondage na hindi pa sinusuko kay God. Maaaring ngayon, hanggang ngayon, kinukonsult mo pa rin yung horoscope. Maaaring ngayon, kinukonsult mo pa rin yung feng shui. Maaaring ngayon, kinukonsult mo pa rin yung crystal ball. Maaaring ngayon, pumupunta ka pa rin sa kiyapo. Okay? Nagpapahula. Di ba? Maaaring ngayon, you know, and you're still asking for power and iniisip mo yung mga ganung bagay-bagay, isuko mo na yan kay Lord. Isuko mo na yan kay God. Now, the Spirit of the Lord, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Freedom. He wants to free us. Whatever bondage, whatever struggle, whatever that the enemy has a hold on you today, surrender it to Jesus today and He will set you free. Extraordinarily. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do extraordinary miracles so that the Word of God will spread. You know, bottom line of all these things that God is doing, bottom line is the spreading of the gospel. Because our testimony would not change people, but it's the gospel of Jesus that will transform people's lives. That is why it says in the last verse, so the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. In summary, okay, mga bagay-bagay po na natutunan natin today, that the Lord is an extraordinary God and He wants to do extraordinary things in our lives. Number one, the Holy Spirit empowers believers to perform extraordinary miracles. Do you believe that? Do you want to see that in your life? Okay, He can. As long as we're willing and believe Him. The Holy Spirit empowers believers with extraordinary authority. Hindi po in your name. We will not heal people in our name. We will heal people in the name of Jesus. And we can pray and believe God for it. So that, the last point, so that the Holy Spirit empowers us to do extraordinary miracles so that the Word of God will spread. Bottom line is the gospel. We need to preach the gospel to people. I would like to pray for some people here today. I believe it with all my heart that there are some of you today. I sense in my heart that there are people here that still needs to, you know, like what the Ephesian believers did, you need to surrender something to God today. I think there are people here who are still in bondage with pornography, and God wants to set you free today. There are some here who are still in bondage with wrong relationships. You know, you're not supposed to have that relationship. And some of you here today, God wants to deliver you from sickness. And if that's you today, without looking around, just raise your hands if you need to be freed from all those things that I mentioned today. If that's you, this is not to embarrass you, but this is to set you free. This is to ask God to humbly ask God to deliver you, because He wants to do extraordinary miracles in your own life. If that's you, just raise your hands. Yes, Lord, you see the hands of these people. Lord, as we come humbly before you, why don't you just ask God to forgive you right now? Just pray a simple prayer of forgiveness. Say to Jesus, today, I renounce the power of this bondage over my life. Today, I declare that I am free because of Jesus and because of the authority and because of His death on the cross. Today, I will be healed because of what He did on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord.